People often misread Zachary Taylor. One soldier, delivering a message to him during a battle, was shocked to find his commanding officer dressed like a Vermont farmer, in a big straw hat, loose coat, and enlisted man's trousers much too short for him. This wasn't unusual. Taylor often dressed in a jumble of military and civilian clothing, and subordinates commonly mistook him for a laborer. Taylor usually played along with the joke, amusing himself by acting the part of the bumpkin, but he was no fool. Instead, he was a highly competent general who became a national hero during the Mexican War, the first ever covered by a large number of copy-hungry U.S. journalists. Taylor's celebrity, deserved or not, greatly irritated President Polk, a Democrat, who suspected Taylor of Whiggishness. So Polk demoted the general. But this only increased Whig interest in Taylor, whose personal popularity made him a very attractive candidate. Like William Henry Harrison, he was considered a tabula rasa, upon whom all Whig policies could be written. No one thought it necessary to ask Taylor what his own personal opinions might be. After Taylor was elected, though, he made it clear that he had no intention of backing the Whigs' temporizing position on slavery. This jolted the Whig leadership, which had assumed that Taylor, since he owned slaves himself, would back the extension of slavery into the new Western territories. But like so many junior officers before them, they had simply misjudged the general. A year into Taylor's presidency, when Henry Clay proposed a compromise permitting the extension of slavery in exchange for other concessions, Taylor vowed to block the bill and threatened to hang any secessionists, including his former son-in-law Jefferson Davis, who moved against the Union. The Civil War might have begun right then and there, but Taylor contracted cholera in July 1850 and died a few days later. With Millard Fillmore in office, the Great Compromise was passed and the crisis averted, at least for a time.